This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday described the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, as the backbone of all humanitarian response in Gaza.
I appeal to all member states to guarantee the continuity of UNRWA's life-saving work.
The United States is the biggest donor, but has temporarily paused its funding, along with several other countries, after Israel accused some agency staff of taking part in the October 7th attack by Hamas militants. The EU hopes to launch a naval mission in the Red Sea within 3 weeks to help defend cargo ships against attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen, which are hampering trade and driving up prices. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Last week, U.S. and British forces bombed multiple targets in 8 locations used by the Iranian-backed Houthis. It was the second time the two allies have conducted coordinated retaliatory strikes on an array of the rebels' missile-launching capabilities. But High Representative Josep Borrell says the EU mission will not take part in any military strikes.
This is the purpose: protection of the ships, intercepting the attacks against the ships, not participating in any kind of actions against the Houthis, only blocking the attacks of the Houthis to the boats.
Borrell adds businesses have been demanding EU action, given the trade implications of forcing merchant ships to bypass the Red Sea on their way to and from Europe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. The United States on Wednesday officially attributed the drone attack that killed 3 U.S. service members in Jordan to the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias.